Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. David Menconi has spent more than three decades as a rock critic, journalist, and novelist. One of his principal areas of focus is music. He's written reviews and articles for Billboard, Rolling Stone, Spin Magazine, No Depression, and The Bluegrass Situation. He worked as a reporter for the Raleigh News and Observer for over two decades, and in that time learned multitudes about North Carolina's music. In 2020, he released his book, Step It Up and Go, The Story of North Carolina Popular Music. Taking its title from one of the signature songs of Durham blues artist Blind Boy Fuller, the book explores the musical history of the state and examines the impact North Carolina music has had on the rest of the world. Menconi writes that North Carolina has only rarely been home to the biggest stars on the charts, and yet the contributions of North Carolina artists are deeply embedded in the DNA of some of the most important strands in American popular music. This is the story at the center of this book. Menconi shares tales about musicians from all across the Old North State, many of whom have roots along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina. These musicians include Bascom Lamar Lunsford, Charlie Poole, Etta Baker, Wade Maynard, George Shuffler, Bobby Hicks, the Steep Canyon Rangers, David Holt, Tom Ashley, Nina Simone, and the Kruger Brothers. We'd like to share some of the excerpts from the book.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Nina Simone was known as the High Priestess of Soul. Her music and her role in the civil rights movement made her an icon. She first trained as a classical pianist, but when that door closed for her, she was able to discover a new dimension of her musical talent. Menconi writes, another effect of Simone's move from concert halls to nightclubs was that she was expected to sing, even though she didn't want to. Despite Simone's own reluctance, that voice of hers proved to be a wonder, deep, sonorous, and powerful. It's an androgynous voice, both earthy and unrooted, not confined to any one time, place, or style. Calling herself a folk singer, Simone very comfortably covered jazz, blues, soul, pop songs, and show tunes, connecting deeply with whatever she set her voice to. Her smoky voice is not for everyone, but there is no mistaking the raw emotion behind it. Menconi spends time telling the story of North Wilkesboro's Kruger Brothers. Brothers Jens and Uwe Kruger, along with Joel Landsberg, have made a name for themselves with their expressive and virtuosic playing across the globe. Menconi shares this story about Jens' first trip to the United States. Jens Kruger came to the U.S. for the first time in the early 1980s to seek out Bill Monroe. Jens was able to play on stage with Monroe at the Grand Old Opry, but when he asked for advice, Monroe offered something Jens wasn't expecting. Monroe said, it wasn't a good idea for Jens to play bluegrass. There's one little part of it that sounds like you. That's you, whether you like it or not. You're talented and have a lot of music in you. So go home, write your own music, and give that to the people. That's all you've got.
All the places I have been to, all the things that I have seen, since I left my home to wander when I was just 15. Though the traveling was easy, still sometimes the road got rough, and by the time that I turned 35, I thought I'd seen enough.
Taking Monroe's advice to heart, Jens matured into an idiosyncratic virtuoso capable of seemingly conjuring up a whole orchestra's worth of effects on just five strings. Today, he's composed multiple commissioned works for orchestras and string quartet and was awarded the coveted Steve Martin Prize for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass. When the Krugers moved to Wilkes County, they befriended Doc Watson, who became just the mentor the Krugers had always been looking for, a kindred spirit whose work and spirit they were determined to carry on. We backed up Doc and talked to him about folk music, and he learned it for the same reasons we did, Yen said. Playing Shady Grove is magic, he'd say. Takes me to another place. Clarence Ashley would sing it, and I'd dream away. It's not a music to find reality, but to make one.
She would buy me a rubber dolly. Now please don't tell her I got a feller, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly.
Minconi also writes about influential Asheville area musician Wade Maynor. Wade Maynor was a banjo player who helped nudge old time toward bluegrass, picking a two-finger style that was another step toward the three-finger scrug style that came to define bluegrass. Eventually, Maynor gave up the life of a full-time musician to work for General Motors for the most practical of reasons. The money was better. But he continued playing on the side, mentoring younger generations. Ralph Stanley, Doc Watson, and Bill Monroe cited him as an influence.
One Tuesday morning and it looked like it rained around the curve. I'm a paying the train. On the blind said old Bill Jones, good old hobo, and he's trying to get home, trying to get home. He's trying to get home. He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home.
Menconi also explored the early rock star of the banjo, Charlie Poole. Poole being Poole, he decided to go to the recording industry rather than wait for it to come to him. It was the summer of 1925, and the North Carolina Ramblers trio of Poole, Posey Rohrer, and Norman Woodleaf had resolved to quit millwork. So, they went to the mill in Spray to collect their final paychecks and brought along their instruments. Work on the line ceased for a few moments as co-workers gathered to listen to the Ramblers belt out that old statement of purpose favorite, "Don't Let Your Deal Go Down Blues."
Any old place will hang my hat, looks like home to me. Not left my little fun standing in the door. So I'm armed around my neck, saying, honey, don't you go.
Goodbye, boys, Poole hollered at the end. We're gone. Over the course of his career, Poole cut more than 80 songs. In roughly 2 years, he sold nearly 500,000 records to become one of the biggest acts in the business. Columbia Records' 1927 catalog included a picture and caption calling Poole unquestionably the best-known banjo picker and singer in the Carolinas. In his book, Step It Up and Go, The Story of North Carolina Popular Music, David Minconi tells many important stories about North Carolina music. Some of these stories are better known than others, but thanks to this work, the influence North Carolina music has had can now be more fully appreciated.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.